What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French. Today is March 24th. We're going to be going through some album reviews for Logic's Bobby Tarantino 2, Lil Boat 2 by Lil Yachty, and the debut album from a new group but made up of old faces, and that is August Green by August Green. We will have our Throwback Song of the Week finale. We're rounding out the 90s, rounding out that series of throwback songs with 1999. We also will close with new music announcements and see what's going to be dropping soon, what's going to be hot in the streets in a couple weeks. So the format is a little different because we're doing three albums today. And the reason we're doing that is pretty much I make sure I talk about two things on here. Either big name drops, any project that even casual fans are definitely going to hear about. And that would be like your Logic's today. We're going to talk about him. And Lil Yachty, those two are, you know, Logic has broken through into the mainstream. Lil Yachty is one of the hottest SoundCloud rappers. Everyone knows him. And so I definitely want to make sure I talk about those two guys. But the other thing that I make sure I touch on is any album that I really think can contend for the best album of the year. So kind of giving away the goods, foreshadowing that for later on in the episode. But we have one of those today. So three albums under those two criteria of things I make sure I want to talk about. Means we get three albums, so hope you guys enjoy. But we're going to start with Logic. I'm sure by now you've heard of the man. He blew up into the mainstream, mainly due to his 2017 album, Everybody, highlighted by his single, Suicide Awareness track, 1-800. Great performance at the Grammys. I got to give it up to him. That was one of my favorite performances I saw last year. It's been all over the radio. I'm sure you've heard of it. He's a DMV rapper. 28 years old, three albums under his belt since 2014. Goes by the pseudonym Young Sinatra at times. That was kind of the persona he took on his first few mixtapes back in those days. And he's also kind of reps the Rat Pack Gang. That's his group of like musically inclined friends that helps him with everything, production, you know, making his songs, touring, marketing, everything. That's kind of his tight-knit group. So if you hear him talk about Rat Pack Gang, that's what he's talking about. And this is his sequel to his Bobby Tarantino, the original mixtape, which dropped in 2016. And the important distinction to make between Logic albums and Logic mixtapes, because there is a serious difference. So, albums, a lot of meaning. Focused themes, concepts that extend over the whole project, focused much more on messages, lyrics, lyricism. He's going to be like a good guy. He's always preaching that peace, love, and positivity. Especially on his last album, Everybody. But the mixtape game is a whole nother animal. Logic on the mixtapes, he's just trying to have fun. He's doing whatever he wants to do. It's poppy, it's trendy, it's pretty much his take on the hottest stuff in the industry and just trying to have fun with it and mess around. And he kicks off this newest project, Bobby Tarantino 2, with a skit that kind of sets that all up. So you know he's coming with a different persona and attitude. And it's this funny Rick and Morty skit. Where they're talking about, they're like on a spaceship or whatever, and they're talking about what they want to play, and Morty offers up Logic albums, and Rick's like, no, I don't want to hear that shit, like, I need something more upbeat. I think he says something about it. He wants to hear, like, club stripper music, whatever. He's like, meet me in the middle with that Bobby Tarantino 2. And so I actually thought that was kind of a clever way to start the album, because Logic is a guy who's been criticized a lot of being just straightforward. He's been more of a, like, he's going to just tell you what the message he wants to get across instead of showing you. And so I'm really happy he did this with like a skit. He distanced himself from the actual statement, which was smart. And it wasn't just him coming out and be like, hey guys, I'm Logic and my mixtapes are different from my albums. Because that would have been cheesy. And so instead he distances himself from it with the Rick and Morty skit. So I thought that was a fun way to start the project. And then when you get into the actual music of Bobby Tarantino 2, it's basically like listening to the hot tracks or the charts on, you know, Billboard 100 or just the hot tracks on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. But instead of the original artist, it's Logic kind of trying to portray their sound and perform all those hot songs. So there's lots of like synthetic trap, electronic beats. His producer Six does, I thought, an incredible job on here putting together the production side of things. He does have a collab with the producer, like kind of electronic producer Marshmello. It made for one of my least favorite songs, but that just gives you an idea of the type of sounds he's going for on here. A very accessible, very familiar sounding production. You're going to get a lot of like radio-friendly, repetitive choruses, plenty of auto-tune, typical rapper topics of like wealth, money, success, riches, mostly dumbed-down lyrics. It's definitely a step back from what he does on his albums, but you know that going in. A lot of people have been saying he sounds like a copycat on this tape, which I definitely see. I mean, it's tough not to hear guys like Drake or Big Sean or even Travis Scott when he goes into his auto-tune type sound. You can clearly hear him trying to maybe imitate those guys more or less. And there's a lot more like singing, more melody-based stuff on here than you would get on a Logic album. And I don't know really what was going on because I've seen snippets of him performing at concerts and stuff of unreleased songs. And he's singing these tracks. And he actually sounds like he's got a pretty decent singing voice. But on Bobby Tarantino 2, I did not really get that vibe. Most of the times when he went into his singing phases, the lyrics were like very, very like straightforward and basic and just vocally wasn't exciting. It sounded like he was just singing because he thought he was supposed to be singing, which isn't really the best way to go about it. And then also just with lyricists working backwards, it's always a strange dynamic. Like I said, he definitely dumbs down his lyrics on here. And it just feels like a cry for attention at times because the guys who operate in that field just only operate in that field where their lyrics are kind of dumbed down. You kind of accept that that's like their attitude or their character more or less, like that's who they are, which is usually false. Those are usually smart guys. If you talk to them or watch interviews or whatever, they're not as stupid as they make you think they are, but they kind of convince you into this lull that like, okay, this is okay. This is what this guy does. Whereas with Logic, when he works backwards, like, well, I know he can give me more. Like, so when he does this, it just feels like he's trying to blend in, feels like he's trying to eat off a style that's hot right now with all this trap success and these new wave artists. But with all these remarks that I just made about him kind of biting off guys, he does have some Logic staples. He gets into his fast flow at times, which was really instrumental in his come up that stood out. People are like, wow, this guy's got an amazing flow where he can spit really fast. And I am impressed by what Logic does here because he doesn't get choppy with it. He pronunciates properly, which is really impressive. Sometimes spitting fast can become a party trick, more of a gimmick than anything else. But Logic executes it pretty well, and I find it to be fairly impressive. And Young Sinatra does make an appearance on here. The track Warm It Up, he actually credits it with a feature, features Young Sinatra. And he's kind of like, for the fans who want that old Logic back, he's like, well, here you go. You get one track, Warm It Up. And he does get lyrical at rare times. I mean, there's times on Yuck where he's going in, or the second half of Midnight where he's fairly lyrical. But for the most part, that's the exception, not the rule. But my biggest problem with this album is just the hypocrisy that Logic represents. And he just tries to be this like good stand-up guy on his albums. And he tries to like carry that over to the mixtapes. Like, no, like I'm still a good guy. I'm just trying to have fun. But he also is trying to like appeal and pander to this audience that wants more like disrespectful, more ignorant lyrics. And he just really doesn't toe that line well. The divide plays out the whole album, and it was just really frustrating to listen to. He goes from saying stuff like, you know, I respect people, now I'm rich, I respect people. And then like, you know, he's saying, is it really so hard to be a good person? And these things that make you think like he's this morally like substantial, superior guy. And he keeps talking about, you know, he's got a loving relationship with his wife and he'd never cheat on her. And he's always bragging about, you know, the jewelry on my fingers is because I'm married. And like, that's all fine. That's all cool. But you can't have it both ways because then he flip flops. And on other songs, he's talking about all these girls on his dick, or he's talking about, you know, my ex-girl wants to get back with me and she's fine. So I'm gonna give her the D. And it's like, Logic, you can't go both ways with it. You know what I mean? You just contradict yourself back and forth. Or even, you know, he's talking about what a lovely wife he has, and then he's talking about he crucifies the pussy. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you can't just have it both ways. You can't say one thing, then do the other. And then she's like, oh, no, well, it's mixtape stuff versus album stuff. And it's like, you got to keep those separate then. You can't have both on the same project, let alone the same song. The track Yuck defines this problem that Logic has, where he's trying to address his beef with Joyner Lucas, and it's like this diss song that isn't. The whole time he's like taking slight jabs, but then he's like, but I'm not going to diss you, but I'm not going to make a track that would, you know, be disrespectful. I wouldn't do that. But at the same time, he's taking jabs at him. And it's like, you know, on the same song, he says, fuck with the gang, get attacked. And then literally 10 seconds later, he says, peace, love, and positivity is all I want with you. You can't do that. You can't, you know, who are you then? You know, which side are we going to believe? Because we don't know. And so this problem kind of plays out throughout the mixtape. There definitely are some fun isolated tracks and moments on here. Indica Badu probably being the best, which is basically just a weed anthem with Wiz Khalifa. But it's perfect for a Logic mixtape. It's fun. It's just a cool little song. But you definitely see Logic stoop lower than ever before. There's definitely some cheesy struggle bars on here. And like I said, a lot of copycat stuff going on. So I'd say best tracks, Overnight, Indica Badu, Yuck, and Warm It Up. Worst tracks, Contra, Every Day, and Wizard of Oz. I would recommend if you like Drake, Big Sean, or Travis Scott. And overall, I'm going to give this a mid-5, and I'm going to play two tracks. I'll play little snippets of Overnight and Yuck from Logic's Bobby Tarantino 2 mixtape.
That's it. Squad, bitch. All these bad bitches say they love me, I already know. Check the ring that's on my finger, cause I'm married, ho. There you go, everybody know the boy pockets are swole. What's good, this unfamiliar, never been here before. Life good, cause I just got quoted 200 to show. Oh no, 200 to show. Overnight, all this money that I've been making, I gave it right back to all of the people that made me, you know we like that. Don't know why your bitch wanna date me, but I can't fight that. Guess you ain't done shit for her lately, not on the right track. If I think that shit sound good, I gotta write that. Weed man knocking on the door, I'll be right back. Pass the shit to six, watch them like that. Hit the studio, record the shit, then mix the shit, then master it, and then we do the show and they recite that. Bitch, I'm right back. Told them about my life, told them about my life.
My name is Paul Rothenberg, attorney at law, and I hereby ratify and confirm that Logic is motherfucking paid.
Can't nothing stop me, I'm on the road. Always on time, cause my eyes is on my rodeo legs. I don't trust nobody, oh no. I don't trust nobody, put my homies on the payroll. Fuck with me now and you'll never know. If you want with me in the beginning, you get no love. My name Bobby Tarantino. For yourself and let's talk. Cats beef with Logic, yeah, they praying I respond. If I ever did, I'd dead you in this game with no respawn. Peace, love, and positivity, that's all I want with you. But you push the issue, cause I give you more press than your publicist could ever get you. Hell nah, fuck rap, fuck beef. Anyone that hate me, I wish you success. I wish you look in the mirror and ask yourself why you suppress the feelings and self-hatred that you want project on me. Bet if I never picked up the mic, then we might be homies. But you jealous, you look at my life and you feel envy. Constantly comparing yourself to me and feel empty. Most people that don't fuck with me ain't never shook my hand. I'm a good man, yeah, I love myself. I know who I am, yeah, I love myself. They don't understand, but no matter what happened, you know that can't nothing stop me, I'm on the road.
That was Overnight and Yuck from Logic's newest mixtape, Bobby Tarantino 2. So you can have some fun with it, but I definitely do not think it's one of the better projects of the year. But we're going to move on to another sequel mixtape, actually, with Lil Boat 2 by Lil Yachty, another name that's pretty big in hip-hop at the moment. I'm sure you've heard his songs Broccoli with Dram or I Spy with Kyle. Those two are all over the radio, all over everywhere. I mean, parties, wherever it was. If there was a function playing hip-hop music, those two were probably being played. So you've heard of the man. He's 20 years old, teenage sensation, more or less. His first album and his first mixtape both came out when he was like 18, 19 years old. And he came with like this twist on trap music, this more lighthearted change of pace. And it was really refreshing, and that's what really stood out and got him a lot of attention. He's also often a target for old heads to say, what's wrong with hip-hop? I know Charlamagne the God on The Breakfast Club looked him straight in the face and said, listen, Lil Yachty, you know you're the poster boy for whack rappers, right? And we've also seen Joe Budden just go off on him unnecessarily on the Complex show Everyday Struggle. So he's definitely a target for the older generation to hate on these new guys. And his sound, like I said, lighthearted. It just brings this like gleeful, cheery energy, or at least we thought, because Lil Boat 2 is a complete change of pace, completely switches up the lane he wants to go in. He kind of loses the simplistic imperfectness and innocence of his past work that kind of made him stand out. And like I said, he was just really refreshing to hear in this trap wave. But on Lil Boat 2, he's not lighthearted. He's hard-headed. And instead of being humble and gentle, he's cocky and aggressive and in-your-face. And he blends in much more with modern wave artists like the Migos or Future, Playboi Carti, etc. I mean, take your pick. All of a sudden, he sounds like he's trying to fit in with those guys instead of stand out. Seems like he's completely lost his Lil Yachty character of the past and is now really only concerned with life's shallowest pleasures. Topics almost exclusively consist of pretending to be this hardcore bad boy, shooting guns and counting money, stealing your girl, all this just really crude, excessive lyrics. And I know this is more of an aesthetic-based album, where it's more the feel of it, the hype value of it, just kind of having fun. But the lyrics are just so crude and just excessively sexual and overtly violent. Like, it's just kind of to an unnecessary degree. I'd love to challenge Lil Yachty to go a full song without talking about girls giving him fellatio. I mean, it seems like he can't go two bars without saying it. And it's just really tasteless, in my opinion. The lyrics really, I know, like I said, they're not the focus, but they just really did not vibe with me. And also, just the feel that you get from them, he's trying to act like a killer and a gangster, and it's just kind of laughable, based on his prior personality of this, like, gleeful kid. And also, when you take into account, like, his soft, auto-tuned voice, it's just very unconvincing. I mean, this isn't, you know, like, a couple weeks ago when I talked about the Tekashi 6ix9ine album, he had similar lyrics, but it was like, you listen to him, you're like, whoa, like, this guy might actually pull up on me. Like, he's so aggressive and in your face, and his voice sounded like it was embodying the lyrics he was saying. Lil Yachty is the opposite. Every time he says one of these lines about shooting out the roof and threatening people's lives, it's like, you're not gonna do that. Like, that's clearly not who you are. It's just, I'm chuckling over here listening to him say these things. And even putting the lyrics to the side, a lot of the times there's a whole stretch on this album where it sounded like he was half asleep. His voice was so flat and dull. It was the tracks like FWM, Flex, Whole Lotta Guap. It was a whole stretch of like three or four tracks in like mid to late portion of the album where he was like talking like this. Like, imagine if I did the whole podcast and I was just talking like this, like, that would be so uninteresting. And that's what he did for like four tracks. And it's like, what's the point here? I'm not getting hyped to a guy like mutter words. It sounded like you could barely get the words out. Like, he woke up in the morning and was like, oh, I got to record this track. Like, all right, I guess before I go eat my breakfast, I'll just get these bars off real quick. And hey, maybe it's just not for me. Maybe there's people out there that are like, yo, this song is so lit. I love this. And, you know, good for them. Because that's all it is. It's just aesthetic based. I mean, the music Lil Yachty makes isn't really for like objective analysis or whatever. It's just, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I don't think he really cares. So I guess, you know, he probably doesn't care at all what I'm saying. Actually, I know he doesn't care what I'm saying. And that's cool. I can respect that. On the bright side of things, though, he actually did show a little bit of improvement rapping-wise, just as a rapper. Put lyrics aside, all that to the side. As far as his flows being versatile, I thought he did a better job on here. And he's definitely not like a guy who I'm saying his rhyme schemes are good by any means. But he does seem like he's improved a bit to the point where he doesn't have to do auto-tuned melodies to get by. I mean, he's obviously not going to carry a whole album rapping. Obviously, he didn't on Lil Boat 2, which is right in front of us. But the structure of his raps, I think, are getting better. He's got some passable rhyme schemes on here, even if it is in these nonsensical statements. But he's still, like I said, he's not going to carry an album. And he did get out-rapped by almost all his guests. You get features from Quavo, 2 Chainz, Offset, T-Grizzly, a highlight from Youngboy NBA, who Youngboy NBA was a highlight of the album, I thought. There are a couple tracks that are just 100% slappers, undeniably, and NBA Young Boat leads the pack. And Yachty really followed the blueprint of Youngboy NBA to trade bars with him over this like up-tempo, head-bopping beat, addictive flows. So that one was a lot of fun. That if I'm making a hype playlist, NBA Young Boat's going to be on there. So I'll give Yachty that. And then Count Me In also meets this criteria, not so much for the work Yachty did on it, but Pierre Bourne, who produced a lot of Playboi Carti's stuff, including his hit song Magnolia, comes through with a similar instrumental to add to Lil Boat 2, probably the best beat on the album. You get these like constant, broken, muffled bass sounds, this rumbling, and this cool little like playful melody of going on in the background. And Yachty lays some kind of like, you know, young boy living that fancy life bars on it. It's all right, but the beat is what really stands out. And there are a couple moments, because I've said Lil Yachty completely changed direction on us. There are like 3 songs where he does not. And those would be She Ready, Love Me Forever, and 66. And I think Yachty even tries to hint at this, that these songs are different, because every song is in all uppercase letters except for these 3. She Ready, Love Me Forever, and 66 are all written in lowercase for their track titles. So I think that's him kind of hinting at the fact that they're a little bit different and they're not the same persona. And I like these tracks much better. The track She Ready diverts from this cold, trunk-rattling instrumental theme that's been going on. Comes in with these high-pitched flutes, immediately like warms up the album, makes you smile. P&B Rock slides in so subtly. I almost thought he was Yachty the first time I listened to the song. And now I realize, oh, it's P&B Rock doing the hook. But it's just this childish glee everywhere as he wonders, like, if this girl is ready to be his main, living the famous life. And it's just the more innocent side of Yachty that I really enjoy. 66 also closes out the album with this carefree, warm feel. Catchy melodies from Trippy Red also get thrown in there. And I'm not really sure where Yachty is going to go from here, but I don't think he has the talent to stand out amongst his peers unless he differentiates himself and gets back to the sound of these tracks I just mentioned. If he continues down the path that Lil Boat 2 is going, I am worried he'll be irrelevant soon, because there's other guys that just simply do that style better. He's never going to be able to compete like with the Migos on that level, obviously. He's not going to catch Future. And like I said, a lot of the features he had on here are other guys his same age, guys like T-Grizzly, Youngboy NBA. It's just too many guys who are going to wash him in too many categories for him to stand out if he's going to try to match their sound. So it'll be interesting to see what Yachty does next. For Lil Boat 2, I would say best tracks, She Ready, 66, NBA Youngboat, and Count Me In. Worst tracks, Flex, Pop Out, Whole Lotta Guap, FWM, and Das Cap. I would recommend this album if you like the Migos, Lil Pump, or Playboi Carti. And overall, I'm going to throw it a low 4 flat. I just, you know, there's not a whole lot here that excites me outside of those couple songs I mentioned. So I will play She Ready and NBA Young Boat. So the first track here will be an example of Yachty's older style, the style I like more from him. And then NBA Young Boat is kind of the new style he went for on Lil Boat 2, where he actually executed it fairly well. So this is She Ready and NBA Young Boat from Lil Boat 2 by Lil Yachty.
Right for me, make your wildest dreams everyday reality.
Ooh, everyday steaks for dinner, having good sex in the spinner. Your last nigga was a runner. Well, girl, I'm a buyer. Probably all on my tires. Asking y'all about you quit if you're not already fired. I love getting wires. Counting up, count. All these things in my account. Lift up the chart with a mount. Hitting home ones like Jeter. About to go cut me a brand new two-seater. I've been knew that you was an eater. That's why I fuck with you. I feel like I'm stuck with you. I need you to come on through. This past is stats or two.
She whoa, said she want me my main bitch. Ayy, she thinks she ready to be famous. Yeah. Ayy, she said she want me my wife. Yeah. Ayy, she thinks she ready for this life. Yeah, yeah.
You really think you ready for this life? Whoa. Whoa. I just wanna know if you gon' ride.
I'm a bad bitch, get a fuck nigga, hoe nigga, I don't fuck with broke niggas. Always held my own since I jumped up off the post, nigga. You ain't know, now you know, nigga, I take 4-4, nigga.
Bitch, run me my sack before I come straight. $80,000 plus a jet on the back end. 20 twin twins finna get plucked like a chicken. Brother locked up, he spent much time in the kitchen.
We ain't really with none of that pretending and shit. I got 6 Catholic holes in his center and shit. Pull the shit up, bust it down. Bought a new crib, got several amenities. You gon' get shot like the Kennedys. Fucking with Lil Boat and YB.
Car in it sound like a dump truck. Soon as I up, he gon' back up. She wanna fuck, I'ma smash her. He wanna burst, I'ma tax him. Say he won't smoke, it ain't bout nothing. I know that nigga ain't bout nothing. Bring out the boat when the flood comin'. Strap with a tick when you pull up on
38, baby, my neck see more water than a Navy. I was finna fuck your bitch, my nigga, then I got lazy. I saw your new watch, that shit cool, but my shit crazy. Canary yellow diamonds in my mouth like I bit a daisy.
I'm with Lil Baby, yeah. Keep it 380, yeah. I'm with Bitch Slime, yeah, you know we're going crazy, yeah.
17 with 4 babies, yeah. Lot of money, know they hate me, yeah. Want them for to try to play me, yeah. Shoot his ass right up in here. Diamonds, they shine like a headlight. I keep that little bitch up a head right. I'ma lay up and fuck on her every night. When I'm leaving, I'm headed straight to the flight. Got a tiger, but no, I'm not Mike type. Scuff in the club like Fight Night. I make that little hoe act right. I tell that bitch fuck on my sack right.
Put that little bitch on a spirit flight. Return to the next 21 night.
We ran in and ducking from squad light. I got 32 shots in a gunfight.
These niggas sweet like a honey bun.
Sweet, don't worry about where my money from.
At the crib on the couch, we got hunting guns. That's like his hand from his other arm.
Young nigga, rich nigga, I'm a big bag getter. Bitch nigga, snitch nigga, never met a real nigga. Never had 6 figures, my bitch do tricks, nigga. I go by the boat, and I'm coolin' with some real hitters. Whip on the wrist, that's a brick on the fist, nigga. No light needed for this chain, it's gon' glisten, nigga. VS one stone.
You just heard She Ready and NBA Young Boat by Lil Yachty from his newest mixtape slash album, whatever you want to call it, Lil Boat 2. And now we're going to move on to our third album of the day, the one I was most excited to talk about, August Green by August Green. For those who don't know, it's a new group and not a whole lot of attention, but August Green is made up of Common, legendary veteran Chicago rapper, Kareem Riggins, a drummer, jazz producer, and Robert Glasper, who is another jazz producer, and he does the piano work. And they have come together in 2018 to give us chicken noodle soup in the form of poetry. Just this soulful jazz rap with completely original instrumentations. A lot of hip-hop, like Boom Bap, for example, uses samples and takes from songs in the past, jazz songs, soul songs, funk songs, whatever it might be. But with this group in August Green, Kareem Riggins and Robert Glasper are elite musicians themselves. So they just play completely new, original material as the production for the album. And it's a perfect backdrop for Common's rapping style. It makes for a very mellow, gentle, groovy type feel. and Common lays a lot of like thoughtful and tender lyrics on here. It makes for a really personal and intimate feel, especially because the production is lighter and it's more low-key. It's in the background. It's not going to compete with Common for your attention, like, audibly. So it just naturally makes for a really, like, close feel. Like, he's right next to you when he's rapping. But it's also the lyrics and the subject matter on here that makes it really personal and intimate, whether it's, like, the self-conflict that he experiences on Let Go, where he's kind of wrestling with the gap between who he is, what he's done in the past, and the man he wants to be moving forward. And he's kind of trying to like self-rehabilitate himself, self-therapy, and just convince himself he's got to just get past it, let everything in the past go, and just live for the next day and be the best man he can. Or like the track Fly Away, where he wonders out loud if he's even meant for love after going through multiple like high-profile relationships. And he's a good guy, but it doesn't seem to work out for him. And he's just wondering at the age of, you know, he's 47 or whatever now, like, will it ever really come together? And he likens himself. He starts off the songs talking about this bird that you assume is going to fly away. It's a bird. It has to fly away. And it never really does. And then, like, halfway through, he likens himself to that bird in the form of a metaphor. And it just makes for a really, like, you know, deep song. And that's what a lot of this album was. Of course, you get the typical, like, Common themes of black activism and anti-establishment notions and empowering communities and everything like that. But I did feel like there were some really more personal moments that we've seen from Common in the past. Of course, he's put out like 12, 13 albums, however many projects he's put out. So he does have moments like this, but it was really accentuated on here, I thought. And the way he delivers these songs, it barely even feels like rap. I mean, he just structures it so elegantly. It's just more like poetry and just the thoughts in his head put down into words on paper. And he's just an amazing songwriter, one of the best ever in hip-hop. And you can just tell how much thought he puts into every word he writes down. It's so precisely written and so exact and to the point. It does, to a degree, give off this idea that maybe he couldn't, you know, freestyle rap very well, or that he's not much of a natural like lyricist, that he really has to structure everything out, and it's more like a mechanical process, but it ends up sounding really nice and really smooth. He does sometimes fall into that like lyrical, spiritual, individual miracle type stuff where he just repeats like words with very similar root endings like over and over, which some see as like a cheap display of lyricism, but he doesn't do it that often. And you know, obviously, as a legend, his lyricism speaks for itself. Another thing of note on here is Samora Pinderhughes' contributions to the project. He offers these beautiful vocals on multiple tracks. He's basically like a part of the group, but they don't list him as such. I think he's on four or five songs. You'll hear him perform a lot of the hooks, a lot of the bridges throughout the album. And he does a phenomenal job. You'll hear him. The chorus he lays down on Let Go is just perfectly complements what Common is trying to do. So shout out to Samora Pinderhughes. A couple of the minor setbacks I did notice on here are there are like these sparingly weak metaphor lines that Common drops, whether he says moving past all my exes like I'm YZ, like, you know, in the alphabet, past X are the letters Y and Z. And it's like, I don't know. Also, no matter how rich I get, I'm a poor at back. Like rich and poor opposites, and he's going to pour his wealth back. And, you know, some people might think these are great lines, but a couple of them, they just stood out to me. Like, I don't know about that one. So there are a couple of those. And then the other thing that I would just quickly note is I really do love how many extended instrumental runs there were, because the group is more than just Common. It's Kareem Riggins, Robert Glasper, and Common. So I do like that it kind of accentuates the talents of Kareem and Robert, where you have these extended just the production runs. The only thing I don't love about it is the outro track Swish a Sweet is like 12 minutes, and it's only like a couple minutes of vocals on there, and so it really made the album feel like it just faded into nothing instead of having a concise conclusion. So I wasn't really a big fan of how they closed it out like that. I do have one theory about that, though, because there is this skit that is repeated twice throughout the album, talking about if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to see it, did it really happen at all? And this may be like, a metaphor for Common's career or even this album in particular, because he's one of the greatest to ever do it, but he doesn't really get recognized like the others. And he also makes some of the most conscious, meaningful music, especially for the city of Chicago. And the city of Chicago is, still is not, 20 years after Common started rapping, in much of a better spot. So I think, he may feel like, he's put in all this work, but apparently no one has taken note. So is it really worthy of anything? Did it really matter? And the way that the album just kind of fades out into nothing is kind of similar to that. So that was kind of a cool parallel that I picked up on. I don't know if he meant to work that into the album or it was just something that I kind of made up in my mind to justify the faded out ending. But either way, phenomenal album, one of my favorites of the year. Best tracks, Let Go, Black Kennedy, Fly Away, and Optimistic. Worst tracks, really none, but I would say No Apologies was my least favorite. And I would recommend, if you like, obviously Common, because he's a huge part of the album, or The Roots, Outkast, or Tribe Called Quest. And I'll give overall rating, I'll say mid-8 on this one for August Green, by August Green. And I'll play Let Go and Black Kennedy from the album.
There's places I go I can't tell you about. There's things I have done I can't carry around. I need to let go. I need to let go.
Sitting in the shadow of me, gradually battling me, a fall from grace like Adam and Eve. Search for the inner Vatican in me, the temple, the body, I'm mental, I'm godly. Somehow I made my mess ups my hobby. Is it the stress and the pressure? Probably. Out here with much anger inside me, don't know who my friends are, stranger inside me. Stranger things, getting high, clipped off my angel wings. Thought I was gonna fly when Obama became the king. Pain and disdain are the rings that I wear. It's just the price of life when things ain't as fair. To pay dues and you still owe something on them. When you bruise and they still want something from you, run through my mind. Tripping over time, it's moving faster than me, haphazardly. So much drive that I crashed into me. Father, will time be my last enemy? What will my soul be worth when you cash in on me? I'm bent, praying on passion in me.
There's places I go I can't tell you about. There's things I have done I can't carry around. I need to let go.
As a Kennedy, I'd be a Black Kennedy. Black car, black tux, this is black symmetry. Raised in the shadow, my family from Tennessee. I remember me, Reem Dilla, we was in the D.
Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride. Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride.
Let the sun grow. I rode through the jungle on the humble. Got compassion from my mother, streets from my uncle. One code of honor is to move with no drama. Know thyself, no getting money, no karma. Hold respect like the charm that I got from my mama. In the palm of my hand, it's like a land that I'm fond of. A calm dove, line love, the black Dalai Lama of. Feed the masses with two fists for one love. The sum of all pieces. Release new releases to release us from the beasts. The thesis I used to get my little cuss cliques is. It's what I used to get my grandmother pieces. She loves sequence. Diane Carroll like. Some of these leaders are feral like. Let the people go so they can face the east and grow. Time for everything. Everything is seasonal. I dreamed enough. Everything is believable. It's feasible. If I was a Kennedy, I'd be a black Kennedy. Black car, black tux. This is black symmetry. Raised in the shadow. My family from Tennessee. I remember me, Reem Dilla, we was in the D.
Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride. Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride.
So that was Let Go and Black Kennedy from August Greene's newest self-titled album there. Definitely one of my favorite albums of the year so far, as I mentioned. Just really nice jazz rap, just some sweet background instrumentals and really well thought out lyrics. Definitely would recommend a listen to anyone looking for a more mature style of hip hop. And we are running long here because we did have three album reviews, but we do have to get to our 1999 throwback song of the week to close out the series here. And we are going to play Anything by Jay-Z. This comes from his album, Life and Times of S. Doc Carter, Volume 3, from obviously 1999. This is one of my favorite songs from the album. I think everyone knows Jay-Z, so I don't really have to talk too much about him. Legendary East Coast, New York City MC, basically the king of New York since B.I.G. passed away, put out an album every year from 96 to 2003, and obviously is still grinding with 2017 album 444 just dropped this past year. So it'd be a real shame on me if I didn't work him into this 90s throwback song of the week series. So I had to get him in the last slot here. So with no further ado, since we are running long, I'm just going to go ahead and play this track, Anything by Jay-Z, your 1999 throwback song of the week.
Like that, yeah. Come on, bring the chorus in. Do a bid, lose a rib, bust a cap, trust in that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave a stake out the door, mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop, minus one shot. We need no G money, man, we all we got. From the stoop to the big dude, stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man, I thought we would never progress. But look at us now, man, we young execs. My nigga Dame, my nigga Biggs, my nigga Ty, my nigga High, my nigga Gotti. We your body, all is right with the world. No matter how pretty she is, you never liking my girl. That's how we run, when you ain't around, I spank your son. Keep him in line, if you should die, I keep him like mine. God forbid, keep this in mind, my nigga. Little baby, but these streets raise me crazy. Product of my environment, nothing can save me. Thanks for letting me bloom, for your wisdom, for your womb, for the roof over my head, for my shoes, for my bed. For the most important lesson in life was when you said, strive for what you believe in, set goals and you can achieve them. Thanks for the days you kept me breathing, when my asthma was bad and my chest was wheezing. Thanks for the look of love just as I was leaving on nights you thought I wouldn't come back, that left you grieving. Thanks for holding down the household when times was bad. As a man, I apologize for my dad. When the rent was due, you would hustle like a pimp would do. That wasn't a life meant for you. You're a queen, you deserve the cream. Everything that gleams, everything that shines, everything that's mine. Best friend and your dad. Don't look back if you fall and you feeling bad. I'm right there from your cut to when you peeling the scab. If it comes a time and you ain't feeling your real dad, put my face on this body. Don't wait for nobody. Don't follow no nigga. That's ho shit, man. Stand on your own too. Do yo shit, man. The world is yours. Some girls are nice, some girls are hoes. Don't listen to your crew. Do what works for you. Standing back from situations gives you the perfect view. You see the snakes in the grass, then you wait on their ass. Bite your tongue for no one, and whatever is said, take it how they want. A closed mouth don't get fed. You know my number when it's cold red. If you wrong, my nigga, you're my nephew. Fuck it, we get it on, my little nigga.
There you have it. Anything by Jay-Z, one of the just swaggiest, smoothest gangsters to ever do it. Just an awesome personality to listen to on the mic. Real happy I was able to work him in here into the throwback series. In the future, I'll probably get back to doing just Song of the Week, how we used to do it, where it's just an actual new song, 2018 music coming out, whether it's a lead single, just a pure hot single, whatever's going on. So that's how we'll be doing that in the future with Song of the Week. And we'll close this episode out the way we always do with new music announcements. So just a quick update, what we got last week. We had Question Mark by XXXTentacion. We had Prime 2 by Prime. A Strange Journey into the Unimaginable by MERS. Elevators Act 1 and 2 by Bishop Nehru. And Back at Bernie's by Currency. And then just yesterday, March 23rd, we got Edgewood by Trouble. Fly God is Good All the Time by Westside Gunn and Mr. Green. Don Talk by Don Q. And we got some more leaks from Chief Keef as his Leak 5, Volume 5 dropped. So I'm going to keep it real. I am not really impressed by this week of releases. Probably potentially the weakest Friday of new music that we've gotten in 2018. Now, I don't want to judge it too quick because I haven't listened to all the albums here. But, you know, this, if you want to take a week off, this may be it. Or just catch up on all the stuff that dropped last week, because there were a lot of good stuff there. So, but that's what we're looking at. And then looking 2 weeks ahead, we got a bunch of great stuff coming with Quellcris dropping an album, and also that Czarface MF Doom collab. And I think I'm missing another big one that's dropping that week. But we'll talk about that next episode, so you'll be ready for that when that comes. But that's all we've got for the Hip Hop Enthusiast podcast today. Thanks for hanging on. I know it was a little bit longer of an episode, but definitely worth it. I thought all three albums we talked about had to be discussed. And so hopefully you learned a little bit more about those guys and their music. So thanks for listening. I will be working this week on getting the podcast onto both Spotify and Stitcher so we can get a couple more platforms, maybe something a little bit easier for you guys to get to the material. So look out for that coming soon. And until then, this has been the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast with your host, Kyle French, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. And I'll catch you guys next time for another episode and some more great music. Until then, peace.